Hi, not really sure why I'm recording this, but I guess I just wanted to let you know why I haven't been around, and yeah, I'm at St. Clair's, have been for about 3 weeks now, and they put me on some really fucking heavy sedatives, and it's been, I've been able to sleep, and it's been fucking, oh god, I can't describe how good sleeping is after months of insomnia, and just, I think I slept for nearly 2 days after they gave me those sedatives, so, it's, I don't know, I think it's like 3 a.m. or something, and, I can't sleep because I've slept too much today, so I didn't think I'd be able to say that again. But my therapist, she let me borrow her laptop, so I was gonna type it out, but my wrist's pretty busted still, so I thought I'd just record it and it'd be quicker, I guess. So, sorry if this is not very clear or whatever, but I guess I should start from the beginning. It started a few months back. I started having these dreams. They were kind of nice at first, actually. He was nice at first, but they just got worse, and I guess that's where I am right now. But yeah, these dreams, they were good at first. They were hot, and I fucking remember them so clearly. And it was him. He made me feel so good those first few weeks. I wanted to sleep all the time just so I could see him again. He'd make me feel so fucking good, and then it got worse, and he started getting angry, and he wasn't human anymore. And I know that sounds fucking crazy, but these were my dreams, alright? He started off human, and God, he's so fucking beautiful. He's just, anyway, he started to get violent in the dreams, and I didn't want to sleep anymore because he'd be waiting for me, and he'd hurt me, and I don't know why he was hurting me. I didn't do anything to him, and I don't know, he just started hurting me, and at first he was almost making love to me, if I could call it that. It was sweet, and it was soft, and it was so fucking good. But then as he got angrier, he started hurting me, and he started fucking me, and I couldn't escape him. He was too strong. Even in my fucking dreams, I didn't have control over them anymore, and it just got worse, and I didn't want to sleep anymore, and my classes, they were getting fucking worse and worse because I couldn't keep up with the work. I couldn't. I didn't want to fucking sleep anymore, but it was, God, it was so fucking hard. And it just, sorry. The dreams got worse, and he got fucking angry, and when he did, it was, started waking up with these bruises, and at first I thought I just got them during the day, but they started appearing after certain dreams. I remember the first one, one of the first ones anyway that I can remember. It was, he was holding onto my wrists, and he had these really long fucking nails, or like claws, and they dug into my wrists, and I woke up the next morning, and it was, there were bruises there, and there were cuts, and I knew that this wasn't right. They weren't there the night before, and God, oh fuck, I don't know why I'm doing this. Sorry. And then this one time I woke up late and I couldn't really remember the dream, which was fucking awesome, because when I headed off to class and I didn't think about my dream because I was running late. I didn't set my fucking alarm, so I practically ran half the way there, and when I got there, I sat down and my ass was fucking burning. I didn't realize, but I went to the bathroom and there were these marks all over my ass, like red splotchy marks, and the dream just came back to me, and he was spanking me, hitting my ass, and it was fucking real. I didn't understand it. It freaked me the fuck out, because no one would believe me having these real dreams, you know? I just, oh God. It really freaked me out, and I couldn't go to class. I went back home and tried to sort myself out, but I don't know what to do. And as the days went past, the dreams got worse, and I woke up one morning and all my neck was cut. There were four lines, just four fucking lines, where he dug his claws in my neck, and I went to the hospital because there was so much blood, and they gave me stitches, but they asked me what happened, and I told them that someone else did it, but they didn't believe me. There was blood under my fingernails. They said I did it. But why would I do that to myself? I wouldn't do that to myself, but he did it. This doctor came in, therapist, and started asking me these questions, asking me if I ever self-harmed, and I told him it wasn't like that. It wasn't me, it was him. He did it to me. He did it to me in my dreams, but the doctor didn't believe me. But, I saw him. I saw the doctor leave, and I saw him talk to security, and I got fucking scared, so I ran. And as I ran, I saw him. He wasn't in my dreams anymore. He was real. I saw him down the end of the corridor, and he looked as human as I first saw him in my dreams. He didn't look like he used to. He was human. He didn't have the claws or the horns or the wings. He just looked human, and I think I must have passed out because I woke up somewhere else and they said I was at St. Clair's, and I was so fucking scared because he was real. He was fucking real, and they thought that I did that to myself, but I bit my nails all the time. I couldn't have dug that far into my skin. I couldn't have. It was not possible. But, fuck. First few days here was fucking horrible. But when they put me on the sedatives, I could fucking sleep. And God, sleeping felt so fucking good. I can't describe it to you. Such relief, you know. And sorry, fuck. I'm so scared thinking back of what happened, but now I haven't dreamt about him for a few weeks, so that's fucking relief, you know. I just hope I can get out of here soon, you know? And just get back to class and get my life on track, you know? But God, it was so horrible. It was so fucking horrible. Sometimes I close my eyes and I can still picture him with, I don't know what he is, what he was. Demon or something. That's what he looked like. He had horns and he had these fucking wings that would pin my arms down, and he'd fuck me with his tail. And I don't know what he was, but he's gone now. So that's a relief, I guess. You know, but, yeah. I don't really, know what he was, but he's gone now, and fuck. I can sleep again, and it's nice to sleep. My therapist's really nice. She talks to me, and, you know, she helps me get through this shit, but I guess I know now that he's not real, and I just, it was just a fucking nightmare. But they're gonna keep me on these sedatives for a few more weeks, and probably give me some other mood stabilizers and all that shit, you know, so. So hard to think about now. It was months of hell, just not being able to sleep, and just every day was just a fucking nightmare. It wouldn't end. It wouldn't fucking end. Even when I was awake, it was just horrible. Because I was so tired all the time. I just wanted to sleep, but he wouldn't let me. He's gone now, so. No, no, God, no. No, you're not real. You're not real, you're not real. You're not real, no, no, no. Oh,